Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hey everybody, welcome to season 5 of Social Blend. I am of course Gracie and
I'm George. It is 2024. Cheers.
2024, the year of the whore.
The year of the whores. Cheers. all right, first so off, what?
We of course are drinking.
Yeah, so let's start off, what are you drinking?
Well, you know, Aperol Spritz, of course, in a huge glass.
It looks so good. It looks so colorful.
It's been one of those weeks, you guys.
Yeah. I have a new beverage. I bought this by accident, and we all fell in love with it. It's called Corona Fresca, and it's a hard tropical punch. And then they have different flavors. So right now I'm drinking guava, but it comes in cans. So I don't like guava too, but this hits the spot for me. Like, this to me is really good, so I will drink it. But they have pineapple, which is maybe my favorite, and then they had that another one.
Yeah
So I just heard Michael.
I know Michael is here. He wants everyone to know.
He's like, hey everyone,
hey,
all right,
everyone, welcome back to Meow 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 the podcast,
right? Welcome to Meow Meow the podcast. Love that.
Meow Meow Meow, three meows.
So yeah, happy 2024, everyone. It has been a hectic year already, and it just started. Like, I'm exhausted.
Yes, but it's been terrible.
For me too. I'm like, I feel like it's just really been horrible. I've been under the weather, then above the weather, and then like today
in the weather.
It's been raining, storming, snow. Yeah. Yeah, and then I was like feeling sick. I took a million COVID tests. They're all negative. I'm like, oh.
I know.
So
I feel like I have been like on and off sick since like October, like for real.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely. So all year, like 2023, I did not get sick. Like maybe like a little like sniffle, but not sick. I finally this year got sick immediately.
You know, 2023 is the first year I did not have COVID.
Oh.
Since it started.
Wow. So fun fact, I only got COVID in March of 2021.
Wait, the year after it started?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want to say I haven't gotten it since, because watch me like freaking get it.
No, you're going to like fucking get it tomorrow.
Yeah. But yeah.
I look like a little boy playing Little League right now.
No, I love it. I love the hat. It is a hat era. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we wanted to discuss our ins and outs for 2024.
Yes.
It may be a little bit late to do that, but we're going to do it anyway.
And, yeah.
George is going to go first. So, George, what are your ins? Your ins for 2024?
So my ins for 2024 are selfishness. I feel like I need to be selfish. I feel like I put people first, and I think this is the year where I'm like, no, it's actually about me, and I shouldn't care.
I'm always like that. So
I love that. Yeah. I learned from the best. What can I say? Next is letting the light in. And that I mean, letting the light in means like, don't take things too personal, and like always remembering that like life moves on, and you know, just letting the light in. I meant as like, you know, always
feeling lighter.
Always feeling lighter. Yeah. Like okay. being happy, like smile, like, you know, stuff like that.
Love that.
Also, I want to put God more in my life this year. The Catholic Church, I don't agree with. You won't see me in church, none of that. But having a more personal level, you know,
like
with
more of a spirituality.
Yes. Yeah. With God. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that. Also laughter, which I do anyway, but I just added that in because
let's double it this year. I mean, I'm laughing all the time.
Yes.
Mostly at myself and my life and my choices, but like, let's do it more.
Yes. Exactly.
Why fucking not?
Right. Why not? Ignoring chaos. So I refuse to have chaos enter my life, especially if people are trying to come for me. I'm not letting that happen.
Get him out of here.
Get him out. Cut the cord.
Cut it the fuck off. Peace
and disassociation come hand in hand too. Like, I'm going to disassociate from people that have no,
dissociation is like when you kind of like turn your brain off to prevent yourself from being traumatized.
Obsessed.
Do you mean more like detaching from people who you don't like?
Yeah, maybe that's a better word. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for disassociation and like just numbing myself out. Like that's
maybe
fine.
A little bit, maybe like, a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, should I do my ins or do you want to do your outs first?
No, do your ins.
Okay, my ins are the word slay. I literally can't stop saying it.
I love it.
I'm saying it at work and I'm like, you know what, you guys? It's a slay. And all my kids are like, Miss Gracie, you can't say that. And I'm like, I can do whatever I want. I'm the teacher.
Slay is not allowed at school. What the hell?
What are you going to do? What?
Slay is not allowed to be said at school. And they're just saying, like, you can't say that.
Yeah, they're just like, why are you saying that? Like, you're crazy.
Ew.
In dissociation.
Wow.
Let's do it. In little kitty cats with teeny tiny paws. Putting the word cunt into everything you say.
Okay.
Like, I'm living for these tweets that are like, she flew the mother plane directly into the World Serve Center and Cuntagon. Cuntagon had me dying.
I love that.
I love it.
I love that, though, the word, too. I feel like it is the year.
A cunt is making a comeback in a major fucking way.
Yeah,
you guys.
I definitely think so.
Turning a blind eye to the word cunt this year. We are embracing it. We are embodying it. We are becoming it.
Do you think we'll get canceled if our episode is the C word?
I don't know if they'll let you upload it.
I don't know if they'll let us upload it. I don't think so.
Okay, what else is in for 2024? Well, for me, I gotta think. Hold on, I got a couple more. Got a couple more in me.
I think I'm also gonna say travel. I wanna travel.
Okay. Texting your ex.
Okay.
Texting your ex. Just text them.
That's a vibe.
Just send them like a really weird, like obscure meme. Just leave them.
I love
guessing.
That.
What
yeah.
are they gonna do?
Right. I love that.
In getting all of your groceries delivered. I don't want to go to the store.
I still have to do that, but I have an issue with people picking out my groceries, but I hate grocery shopping.
I don't really care. If I don't have to go to the store, then that's fine with me. I would pay $10 extra for you to bring it to my house so I can be fucking lazy.
That's also going to be on mine.
Also in making your own meals at home and not buying food out for every single meal.
I love that. I love that.
And I'm very broke.
Yes. No. You will spend so much money. Like, okay, the only place I will still go to, I don't give a fuck what anyone says, is Taco Bell. I'm sorry. For $11, I get like 5 entrees. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. See, my thing is that like, I hate cooking and I hate doing dishes.
I know.
And if I can just have someone bring me something, like, that's way better. But like, I can't afford it, so I gotta stop.
Right.
Okay. Those are my ins. I think they're pretty great.
Love.
You know what else is in? You know what's back in, which was kind of out for a while, I feel like.
What?
Sucking dick. Sucking dick is back in.
Oh, you're like 2023. It was out.
I mean, it wasn't for me, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like.
Yeah, you're bringing it to the front lines again.
Just give a beejer. Like, come on, give a blow job.
Right. Oh, every man is going to love this.
I won't suck any of your dicks, though, but.
Right, yeah.
I hope you got your dick sucked, but not by
right. In 2024. Amen.
One more in being single for a little while.
Yes, I think that's so important.
Okay.
And
you're out, Georgie.
That's it. Yes. So here are my outs. Everyone that knows me is going to freak out. And when I say this, I was also manic this day. So bear with me.
Okay.
Astrology is out.
No. Not allowed.
So.
Hold on. I bought a Drake record like for my record player. And
yeah.
For some reason, Michael just is obsessed with it. He wants to lay on it.
What? Only on that?
On it right now. What?
Only on the Drake record? Oh my God, he's so cute. I love him.
Isn't that hilarious? Like,
maybe he wants to listen to him.
He's had enough of me listening to Drake. I've reached the Drake listening era of my manic depressive episode. So
wait, which album?
Well, at first it was If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, and now it's Views.
Love. Oh, okay. I think Views was the last album I liked.
That was like the last like good one all the way through.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So sorry, you're right. Out. I'm it's very, okay. You know,
that's okay. Same. Gaslighting Individuals.
Out.
Is out. I'm not gonna take that. Bullshit is out, but that kind of goes hand in hand with gaslighting. Bending over backwards for people that deserve dust.
True.
I love that. And anxiety is out for me.
Well, I've been anxious every single day since the year started. So I mean, not for me, but that's
and
okay.
I will say right now, I've been anxious every day since the new year. Okay.
Well, so we're slaying.
Same. Honestly, same.
It's serving cunt. That's just a part of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Anxiety is a part of serving.
Yes.
All right.
If you don't have anxiety, you're not gorgeous. Sorry. I'm just going to say it.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say, only you can't be perfect.
People. Yeah.
Right. You can't be perfect. And if you don't have it, you're probably ugly because there's no fucking way you're going to be ugly and not have anxiety. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to turn that microphone around so the light is facing you because it's blinding me.
Oh, my God. It's sorry.
Show my face. Show it in the camera. It's fucking blinding the shit out of me, dude. Like, what the hell, bro? Got your high beams on for real.
No, literally.
Ugh. Okay. Out. Oh, what are my outs? Out. Texting your ex, something normal. Just kidding. No. Whatever. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Out. Having sex with mediocre men.
Okay. I definitely could get behind that.
Out. Ordering food on DoorDash. I've done it 12 times since the year started. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Oh my
that would
God.
Be crazy
like,
if I did
what?
That. It's only the 10th. I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I really did.
No, it's fine. Please. I don't
out
really care.
Out DoorDash. Out. Men hosting award shows. Out. Straight men.
Okay.
You just gotta be a little bit gay, or else I don't want to talk to you.
All right. Fine. Plastic shot glasses.
Out.
Are out.
Use a glass shot glass like an adult. Come on.
Grow the fuck up.
30. We are pushing 30.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
I'm turning 29 this year. No.
I'm turning 27 this year.
No, you're not. You're turning 28.
I am, but
I like to say I'm on the wrong side of 25. Okay, out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm done.
A bed.
I tried.
A bed. No, I have one. A bed with no sheets on it. You go to someone's house to hook up and they have no fucking sheets on it. That's out. And so are they.
Who did you hook up with that had no sheets on their bed?
No, I'm just saying. I have a friend and she went to this guy's house and there were no fucking sheets on the bed. I'm like, what you do? I mean,
it's a laundry day. I put like a top sheet on my bed and then I sleep on that or I sleep on top of a blanket. I'm not going to just raw dog the mattress with my body and my sweat. Ew.
Right. No, I know. But listen, that's what happens. This is what we're dealing with. So, all right. I loved it. You had good ones.
I just came up with them right now. I have no thoughts. Head empty.
Wow. Did you have any New Year's resolutions or no? All right. My only resolution, and I publicly posted this, was canceling my gym membership.
Did you do
I did it, but here's the thing. When I went in, I canceled and they said, oh, we need 31 days notice. So it actually cancels on February 1st. I'm
Okay,
like,
but you still fucking canceled it, and
I
that's a
still
slay.
canceled it. Yeah. So I'm like,
And that's
fuck you
great.
guys. Yeah.
My friend said that his is double the bread, double the head. So making double the amount of money and getting double
Oh,
the amount of blowjobs.
a blowjobs. I love that. I
Or
love
pussy
that.
eating if you're a girl.
Right.
Or a
Absolutely.
non-binary person with a vagina. Or anyone with
Right.
a
Or
vagina.
anyway, yeah.
Whatever gender, if you have a vagina.
Wait,
Okay, Michael, what is
first,
your New Year's resolution? Is it to not meow at me so much?
I think his in is going to be looking in the mirror.
Okay, always. That's always an in. That's a given.
His out is, I'm going to say, the Drake album he's sleeping on. He's
Yeah,
like, it's over.
he's on it right now. Oh, he's
Yeah.
back on. All
Oh my gosh.
right, hold on. Go get it, buddy. Go get it, buddy. I just threw it for you. All right, weirdo. All
And how was your
right.
holidays?
They were good.
It's good.
I drank two entire bottles of cheap Prosecco
Ooh.
on Christmas Eve, and then when I woke up, like my head won't really hurt anymore, but my stomach is just like destroyed.
Yes. Okay. Me too.
So I feel like I'm gonna do like a dry February. Like I couldn't do it for January, but maybe I'll do like a dryish February. And
So
it'll be.
I was doing a dry February until we literally were filming today, and I said
Oh, it's dry
fine.
January, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I just wasn't drinking because I was just like, let me have a month off. But yeah, I think I'll do February.
Yeah, we can do it together. It'll be
Yeah,
dryish. We can drink a little
perfect.
bit.
Yeah, like a little on the side. Tequila doesn't count.
Tequila doesn't count. My water. It's in my water bottle. No, I'm just kidding. This is water. I peed at the dentist today, and it was like literally orange. I was like, "Ooh, gotta drink some water."
Uh-oh. Yeah, no, that's what I know. Yeah.
But yeah, no. So I drank two entire bottles of Prosecco.
Okay.
And then, like, I woke up, my stomach was just fucked, and I was like waiting for my dad to wake up because I was gonna make like everyone breakfast. You know,
Yeah.
I made homemade French toast. Obviously, I think feel like you can't really get French toast. That's not. Oh, you can get
Yeah.
French toast sticks, whatever. And I made like
Yeah.
scrambled eggs with cheese, and I made bacon. It was really good.
Wow. I love that.
But I was like, I just need a Gatorade. So like, Christmas morning, I fucking DoorDashed. Three, four bottles of Gatorade to my parents. And then I chugged the Gatorade, and then my stomach was like, nope. And I had to open the back door and I puked it up.
No.
Just the
Oh my
Gatorade. And
God.
then once I ate and had food in my stomach, I was like literally fine. I got drunk later anyway. It was great.
Right, yeah. And I also think Prosecco, like cheap Prosecco, that will do it to you. Like I always say champagne, Prosecco, like those types
I
of
know. It's so
alcoholic
good.
drinks, those will get you.
Yeah.
Like a boozy brunch, I'm not okay the next day. So
Well, anyway. Yeah,
I
how were your
wanted.
holidays though?
Oh, mine were good. So we always host at our house, so it's always hectic.
I know, I almost like popped over.
You could have. Oh my God, you literally could have.
I know I should have. I for fucking forgot. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, because like Christmas Eve, I just have like we just have our family over. We were playing like
I
we
should
play like fun games
Oh
and
my God, I
stuff.
should have come over on New on Christmas Eve.
You should have. It's all right, next year.
I'm just gonna show up. I'm just gonna show up.
Just show up. I
I
don't
should have just
care.
showed up.
And
Yeah.
honestly, no one will say anything. Everyone will just be like, hey.
Your family will be like excited to see me. Like your
Yeah,
parents
like
are both
they
like
know
every
you.
time I come over, they're like, "Oh my God, we love you. Thank you for coming." Like they love me.
Yeah. And
Even your
everyone.
dad is like excited. I'm like,
Yeah.
"Yes, Lord Senior."
And like everyone knows you anyway, so it's like fine. But yeah, great.
I
If
know.
no one knows
Remember when I took
Gracie.
that meteorology class with your cousin?
Yes. Yeah. But
I was like, George, I think your cousin's in my class. yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
How was your New Year's?
Yeah, the New Year's was fun too. So again, we just have family over and we sing karaoke and we drink. I was doing like a shot every hour. And
That's great.
And the one shot we took was really strong. It was
you and I talked on FaceTime or something.
Yeah. On New Year's Day.
Yeah. And it feels like we did a podcast because it's just like we're having a conversation. It's great.
No, I know. It feels like we did a podcast. I'm like, I think we're on the phone long enough.
And I was like, did we talk about this?
I know. But yeah,
it was called like the ball drop or something,
yes,
right?
Yes, the ball drop shot. And it was so strong. Everyone was like, I'm going to kill you. But it was good. It had like tequila, lime, simple syrup, a citrus liqueur.
It was like a mini margarita, but with more tequila, it sounds like.
It was gorgeous.
You should get like your edible glitter next time.
That's what I did.
That's what I thought it had because it looked like it.
Yes, so we did the edible glitter cool. And but they have these balls. So I bought online like the ice rack and they're all balls at the end once it's all icy, and the girl said you could roll the glitter on the ball and then drop the ball in the drink, but it was a shot, so I didn't do that. Yeah, if it was like an alcoholic drink, I would have, like, if everyone's getting a glass.
You know what you could have done though with the ice? You could have put the glitter in the ice and then froze it like that. That would have been cool too.
That's cool
too. If you
want
to make it into a drink, that would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was fun. It was nice. We just like we spend it with our family and we go crazy.
You know, we talked about this. I feel like a lot of people that I saw celebrating were like celebrating with like their family, which was cool.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I was at a wedding. My one of my very best friends of life, Taylor, got married to one of my other very best friends of life, Matthew.
Love.
And it was like the most amazing wedding. It was so them. It was so fun. It was great. My ex was there and we did talk and it was fine and it was nice.
Nice. That's good when like exes could talk and, you know, not have so much hate towards each other. So that's nice.
I definitely don't hate him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But whatever. I caught the bouquet at the wedding.
I love that. I think you sent me a picture. I think you're like,
we can include it in the Instagram. Yes! It was so fucking funny, dude.
Yes, we'll include it in that. I love that. Yeah, that's awesome, though.
And my ex did say, he said, I got a really good photo of you catching the bouquet with my film camera.
Perfect.
I was like, amazing. You have to send it to me. And he said he would, so that's good.
Oh, good. All right, that's good. Now, in 2024, I want to know, what does Gracie Core look like?
Oh, Gracie in 2024. Gracie Core. All right. It looks like
For me, like George Core, I think, and I'm just thinking about this now, like I think it's me screaming, but I'm screaming in a field of like sunflowers.
Okay.
So it's like beautiful chaos.
That's what Michael Core looks like, except he's looking in the mirror.
He's looking in the mirror. Hold on. What? And do what? Okay, come quick.
We have two guests right now.
We have two Michael, guests. We have Michael
and Stephanie.
You're so cute.
And my son.
Oh my god. What's his name again? Mike?
Sir Michael Caine.
Wait, is this gonna see me? Can they see me?
No.
Oh, it's, they're just gonna hear my voice?
They're just gonna hear you, yeah.
Wow, hey. Surprise guest, Stephanie. Hi, Steph.
Hey.
What's your New Year's?
Oh, what are you drinking?
An Aperol Spritz. Steph can drink now.
Oh, wow. I know. And guess what? Guess what?
What?
I hate alcohol. I haven't even drank. I haven't got drunk yet. I know. Mm-hmm.
Well, you should. George, bring her to my party on Saturday.
You want to come?
I don't know.
I think Ryan's coming.
Like, what time is it at?
7:30.
7:30.
Oh. Maybe I'll
what's
come.
What's your New Year's resolution since we
have yeah, what's your New Year's resolution, Steph?
What I'm is like it? Wait, already. I have it on my phone.
I'm like drunk already from this. What's
I am
the,
not.
Oh, it's only 4.5.
No, you get alcohol. Drunk off that.
Wow.
I would have thought after those margaritas I made you, George, because those were so strong.
What? What did she say?
Oh, I forgot. You can't hear.
No.
Oh, you can't hear.
Oh, I can't hear. Aww. Idiot.
Wait. So go to the gym.
Oh, these are your New Year's resolutions.
No, this is Rachel's that we're connected to it. So it has hers.
But, what kind of apps are the kids using these days, Steph? Because you're young. What do you guys use? You guys use Instagram still?
Oh my God, barely. I don't use anything. I don't use Snapchat. Barely use Instagram.
Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, no, TikTok's like the new thing now, I guess.
Okay, see, like, I can't get into it. I'm too old.
On TikTok? No, I don't really make videos. I just look at videos.
Yeah,
because they're funny.
It's too much. I can't.
Look at Georgie.
He's like, oh, I'm dying to be part of this conversation, but
I know, I'm dying not being able to fucking talk.
No, all right, I'll say my New Year's. How do you say it?
New Year's resolution.
Guys, stop it. And then I'll head out.
Okay.
Okay. So number one, get fit. Like when I imagined 2024, it was like fitness. So
slay. Do kids say slay? Do you guys say slay still?
No.
That's Gracie's term of this year.
I don't say it, but it's cool.
It's a slay.
Slay mommy.
Also, cunt is back.
Paris Hilton says it, so can I.
She said cunt is back.
Yeah. That she said it is.
It's back.
Really?
She says it's back, it's back.
It's back. All right. So get fit. We love this for you. Health is so important. I'm not going to do it, but I love that you are.
Wait, I don't know what else, actually. I think that's like, I don't know.
Reading.
Well, you know what, Steph? I don't even have one. Reading.
Really? Yeah, I want to start reading. I got a Kindle last year, never opened it.
Okay, so I am going to, I don't know if I have your phone number, but I'll get it from George, and I have a couple books that you should read. You're an adult now. You can read when I'm reading. It's fine.
Okay.
They're like really good like romance novels, but they're not like the smutty ones. They're not the ones that are like really gross and like,
yeah.
They have like one very tasteful scene like that, but it's like not disgusting and it's nice. They're good. I'll send you some recommendations.
I only read Colleen Hoover.
Oh yeah, you'll like what you'll like.
I love Emily Henry.
Emily Henry books are really good. You have to get some of those. I have some. I'll let you borrow them.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah, but I think that's it. I don't know.
Those are some really good goals. I like those.
Thanks.
You know what? My New Year's resolution is to just drink less alcohol.
Okay. It's good.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's a and,
yeah, it's cute.
I think I'm gonna head out.
All right, thanks for popping in, Steph. What a fun episode we're having.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's
so
next?
Much.
Jump in, let's go. Is that the
wait
song?
When
I
you
don't know.
Wait, you're like we have two special guests, Mike and Steph. I thought Mike came in.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, he came in.
Oh, my cat, Michael.
Cat.
No, I know. Then I realized. I'm like, oh, her cat. Aw, how is he?
He's so good. He's a best one. He's a baby.
How old is he?
He's like maybe 1.5, 2. I don't know. I found him outside.
You found him outside?
Yeah, and he like is the sweetest baby. He like just needs to be, he like wants to be with me all the time. Like he needs to be laying on my hands at all times. Like he's obsessed.
Aw.
Love.
He's looking at the mirror right now, though. It's fine. He's obsessed with himself, too. Michael, are you
all right? I'll see you.
All right. Bye, Steph. Thanks for joining us.
Nice seeing you.
Come to the party.
Thank you. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
What'd she say?
She said ciao, ciao.
I love it. Oh, so Gracie Core looks like just taking care of myself.
I love that.
Getting back into a structured routine, cooking meals, waking up early, staying up late. No, I'm just kidding. Waking up early, going to bed early, taking care of myself.
Love that.
And that's it, you know.
And can we talk about Glenda the Lobster pocketbook? Because I'm obsessed. God. It's enough, Kai.
Isn't she amazing?
No, I love it. When I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh.
I love her so much. I went on a date with a woman on Sunday.
Wow.
And I brought the purse. But I don't think I got a little too drunk at the end. So that's okay. But
okay.
It's fine. We made out.
Oh, that's fun. Did she like the purse?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's always good.
I think she's going to ghost me. So that's okay. I was a little crazy. And that's okay. That's fine. I just think I'm ready to be dating.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Oh, because yes. Last episode, I was like, I'm seeing someone new. We stopped seeing each other.
Oh, that's my okay. Gosh. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
We are still friends.
Good.
We interact almost every day still. But it's, we're just friends and it's fine. I like him as a person a lot. He's a great person.
And you'll leave it at that.
Yeah. We're going to be friends.
I love that. I love that. That's important to have those moments.
Yep. We took a breakup selfie. It was so cute.
That's good. And now that leads us to your party that you're hosting.
Okay, so I'm having a party because, as everyone knows, I did end my long-term relationship last year. Mm-hmm. It's been almost 2 months. I'm having a new housewarming party. Like, just because, I'm living alone for the first time. And, I've never done that before. And, it's been really cool to live alone. I'm I thought I would be a little scared to do it, but I'm really not. I feel good.
That's good. Yeah. Cause me, I always have that fear of living alone. But it happens. And
no, it's living alone is honestly really great. But if anybody wants to move into my second bedroom, let me know because then my rent will be cheaper.
Right.
But no, it's been good. It's been good for me. Figure out who Gracie is, what Gracie wants,
Yeah.
Just get myself better and amazing. And it's good.
I love that.
That's the party. All of my closest friends who can make it are coming. Some people have COVID, some people are traveling, but it's going to be a good crew. I'm going to make a big charcuterie board.
Yeah.
I was going to make a large batch cocktail. I just can't afford to do it right now.
Yeah, so no, don't. Yeah. But, you said, BYOB. That's BYOB, it.
I'll provide the food, a charcuterie board, maybe some frozen apps. I don't know.
We'll
see where the night takes us. Right. Maybe we all go to the bar. Who knows? It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be fun. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. And I will be attending. So yes. See you there.
There may or may not be some sort of baptism and or exorcism via tequila.
Where?
At my party.
What does that mean?
I don't know. My friend Ori suggested it. And I said, only if we use tequila, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right now,
we'll maybe to heal the house or something.
I mean, the house doesn't really need to be healed. It just...
Yeah, it's just new.
It's fresh. A cleanse a little.
Yeah, it's a cleanse. Yeah. I love that. So, okay, now let's talk.
We've been so off the rails. People are going to be like, what the fuck are they doing?
No good. I love it. I love it. I don't care what that says.
I literally don't give a shit. Fuck them. Okay.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today.
So, let's talk about reality TV and
yes.
Let's talk about
yes.
Vanderpump Rules. No one can hear me.
So,
oh my God. So wait, before you get into it, I have been rewatching, but I've been rewatching in a very special way. Because I was like, all right, let me rewatch seasons 9 and 10 just so like I'm ready for like the 30th, you know, when it comes out. And then I finished seasons 9 and 10 in like a week. And I was like, all right, let me do 7 and 8. Maybe that'll do the trick.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let me do 5 and 6. And now I'm on 3 and 4. And then I'm going to go back to 1 and 2. So I'm like literally watching in reverse. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited. So how do you like it?
Well, this is my second time watching, obviously. It's interesting, but like I'm very excited for the new season. I think the shit's really going to hit the fan. Like I think something's going to happen with Sheena. I think Lala's going to be fucking pissed at Ariana.
Yep. I already know Ariana is going to come for what's her name?
Lala.
That's what I meant. Lala is going to come for
Ariana.
And sorry.
Which is wild because at the reunion, she was like all
backing her up. But here's the thing about Lala. Lala hates when other people get too much attention.
She's just like me for real.
Yeah, no. And me too. I'm sorry. If I was on that show, I would be coming for a bitch too. Especially if they're getting more airtime than me. Sorry. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Schwartz, poor Schwartzy, is going to be at it again. Did you finish Winterhouse? Side note. Did you like it or what? Like, to me, it's my favorite season.
It was good. I wish that Brian, Benny, and fucking what's her name? The blonde girl. What was her name? What was her name?
I forgot. But I know who you're talking about.
Cassidy,
yeah. Maybe.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
I wanted them to get together so bad.
I know. And Brian is good looking. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with everybody? Brian,
Benny, you want to come over? I'm just
kidding. I love him. I love him so much. But
he's so fun. He's like, yeah, my mom did my laundry. My mom just mailed me all these clothes. I wouldn't have been surprised if he shipped his dirty laundry to his mom and then she mailed it back.
Right. And by the time he got back to Miami, it was all folded and in his room.
Wait, is he in Miami?
Yeah. So he's from Family Karma. And I know, they're all in Miami.
I accidentally watched all of the last season of it. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. You did. It was good. So Miami, that's where they are. But yeah, I loved it. It was so good. Like, I like that they added people from from Below Deck and like other shows. So I like that. But yeah, so I'm excited for that. we'll see what happens with Vanderpump Rules. I just hope it, like, I know it's going to be crazy, but I don't know. I also hope they aren't fighting just for bullshit and like shits and giggles. And I do feel like Ariana, I know it's hard, but I just feel like she should coincide with Tom Sandoval just to prove a point. Like, by her just...
What?
To prove a point.
Wait, she should do what with him?
Oh, that she should just coincide with him. What's like, coincide? You don't... Coincide. That means just, like, be in an atmosphere with him.
Oh, coexist?
Oh, my God. Maybe that's the term. Oh, my God. That's what I meant. Oh, my God. No
That's
more.
Why I was like, what?
If you want a Corona Fresca hard tropical punch, please watch out because you will get drunk really bad.
And bring him one.
And bring him one.
Who are you talking to?
No, I'm saying to the public. I'm saying to our viewers. No one's you, here.
You look to the side like somebody walked in.
Nah.
And I was like.
No, because I had to read it. I was like, if anybody has the corona.
I can't believe you're drunk right now.
I'm scared. Oh, my God. It's fine. It's fine.
One. You need another one. And this seems like a pretty good place to do an ad break.
Yeah, an ad break. Yeah.
And then get our second round and then come back. You better get another one, Georgie.
I know. I don't know. Should I? I would.
One more.
No, I would if I wasn't working. But if I have to work tomorrow, then I'm going to be dead. Because
I have to work tomorrow too.
No, like I will have one and the next day my head hurts. They're crazy. And I don't know
why. We'll get another one. Come on.
I'm scared. No.
Whatever. I'm going to go make another one.
All right. We'll do a break. Maybe I'll get a snack.
Oh, perfect. All right. Social Blend is brought to you by Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Yum. So, I did not get a drink, but...
Lame.
These are jerk-style plantain chips from Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
They are incredible. They give like an an Indian like curry kind of taste. I'm obsessed with them. And that's it. What did you get? Same thing?
An Aperol Spritz. Yeah, I don't have any food.
I went to Trader Joe's 2 days
ago. George, the light, man.
Oh, sorry. Wait, let me see it. Look away. Oh my gosh.
It's very blinding.
It is blinding. So I went to Trader Joe's 2 days ago because we were going to have a snowstorm or whatever. And it was whatever.
You call that a storm?
Not me, but like I thought it was going to be crazy or something. So I got like some fun snacks and that's it.
I love that for you.
Yeah. So let's discuss. We are pop culture. Gypsy Rose. She's Blanchard. Out of prison. Yes. Me personally, I'm over her already. How do you feel?
Are you?
I don't know. Like, she's just so extra. Like, she's saying her husband has good D. Like, relax.
Yeah, but the D is fire.
The D is fire. Girl.
No, I'm loving this for her. Imagine, like, going to prison and then coming out and you're, like, hip. You're with it. Like, you.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. And, like, you're a star, like, already. That's it.
She's a star.
Yeah, I love that, I guess. But I'm just like I want to see her on every single news thing. And then Joy Behar's like, don't apologize. She's like, well, I did kill my mom.
Well, conspiracy to kill her mom.
Yes, yeah. And Joy's like,
the actual murdering.
Right, right. She didn't actually murder. The boyfriend at the time murdered the mom.
Yes, yeah.
And Joy's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And I'm like, yeah, that is right. Like, she actually conspired, like, had a part of it, but I don't think she should have gone that many years in prison. I will say that because, like, her mom did horrible things to her and, like, gave, like, she lost out on a lot of, like, life.
Yeah, so, no, she did.
That's really sad. But, I mean, listen, I'll let her go off for right now, but I don't want this being a long, dragged out thing. And if they get a reality show, I am going to scream.
I will watch it.
All right. Well, I don't know. The Golden Globes were on January 7th. How did you feel? I didn't watch it.
I didn't even fucking know they were on. It's homophobic that no one told me. Excuse me. That is my church.
I didn't know either. I literally, like, it wasn't publicized. Like, I don't know. But can we talk about Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet?
I'm so obsessed with them.
Like, I love them. I
love them so much. But where was Travis Kelce? Because Taylor was there and I wanted Travis.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
He's probably playing a football game.
Maybe. But I feel like the joke that the guy said was fine. Everyone was making a big deal about it. I'm like, okay, relax. Like, Taylor Swift looked mad.
I don't like him. I was literally saying at lunch today at work, because me and all the other teachers, we eat lunch together every day. And I was like talking about it. And I was like, literally the only relevant thing Joe Coy has ever fucking done was date Chelsea Handler.
Right.
Like, literally, what are you famous for? Dating Chelsea Handler? And someone was like, I feel like he's had to have been in something. I've heard of him before. And I was like, yeah, you've heard of him from dating Chelsea Handler.
Handler.
Rule of threes, baby. Make the same joke three times. Everyone laughs. Everyone likes it. It's funny. It's hilarious. Right. I got this comedy thing down pat. No,
You're like, I'm going on the road. I'm
Hitting the road with that one bit where it's right. Just me bashing Joe Coy for 25 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it. Yeah, he, to me, he's like, whatever. Like, I'm not really a fan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, Golden Globes were on. I couldn't believe it. Had no idea. CBS. I guess they changed because what it used to be, or was it always CBS? I feel like it wasn't.
No, it's NBC. It's always NBC. Was it not?
No, they changed. That's it. It's now CBS. Yep. Yep. Crazy.
No.
Crazy. So
next. If it's on the C, it's not for me.
For me.
And the C obviously is CBS.
CBS, right. It's not anything else.
I just want to give a really quick shout out, if he's still listening, to the platonic love of my life, Adam Romatowski.
Wow. Woo. Hey, Adam.
We love you, buddy.
We love you. Thank you for listening always.
Text me back because you need to help me with the thing I need help with that I've been talking to you about for like 3 weeks. Thank you.
Taraji P. Henson.
I love her.
Not making enough in Hollywood. How do you feel about that?
I haven't even heard anything about that.
What?
I like have kind of been like my screen time has been up, but I don't know anything that's going on anymore.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's honestly, nothing's really been going on. I just know this because she was like crying on a podcast and I felt bad. And anyway,
a lot of the money that stars make go to like their manager, their agent, their assistants, their stylist, their makeup artist. Like those people get a big cut of their money.
And that's what she was saying. Like,
yeah. And it's like, as like an actor, like she's been in the game for like a very long time. So like she shouldn't be having a problem. But like people who are just starting out, like you think that they're making all this money and they're like so famous and they're being bombarded, but like they like aren't making as much as you think because a lot of it goes to like those things, which is like another thing. Like it's just corporate comes back to corporate greed.
Yep. And yeah, it's that kind of thing where it's like, oh, this actor made 21 million. But it's like, did they really? They made more like 7 million, which is still good, but Like Taraji said, she made like 300,000 from this one show, and she's like, but after cutting it with my managers and this person and the hairstylist and my publicist and my thing, she's like, I ended up with like 75,000. She's like, 75,000 is a living wage, right? But like, that's a normal wage for
Wait,
people.
She's only making 75,000.
That's what she said for this one show. Yep. Yep. I know. I'm like, what?
I make $85,000 a year.
Thank you.
If I work summer.
Right.
School, and I can barely afford to pay my bills.
No, literally. That's what I'm saying. Like, what? So that's why she has to make, that's why she has to make like 5 movies just to like live. So we'll regroup on that because I guess she's doing an interview.
I don't think
Oprah.
That she's telling the truth about that then, because like,
no. I don't know. No, my jaw dropped.
He was on fucking Empire.
I know. I'm like, you were not making 75,000. Like, what? All right, next.
Okay, no.
No.
Hold on, I have to go back to this.
All right.
Now that I'm hearing, like, if that's how much she's making, like, then she's getting ripped off. Because what?
Or a bad publicist.
Yeah. Oh my God. Ugh. All right. Real quick, you guys. I got 3 cavities filled today.
Fuck.
And I have to get 3 more.
Ah!
And my, like, the Novocaine that they, you know, they inject you, and like, it doesn't really bother me. Like, my dentist kind of just like did it. He didn't even tell me he was doing it yet. And it like was waved like,
oh, shit.
And let me say this. I have a lot of tattoos. Like, needles are okay. Like, I'm okay with it. You know, like, I don't care. Like, I will watch them put a shot in my arm. Like, it's fine. You know, like, I'll get a vaccine. I can just watch. It literally doesn't bother me. But, like, he said that. I was like, wow. When he did it the first time, I was like, I didn't even know you were about to do that. He was like, yeah, I feel like it's better if I catch you off guard. And I was like, listen, like, I'm covered in tattoos. Because like, you couldn't see because they were all covered up on my clothes. So I had like a long sleeve like jacket on. And I was like, listen, like, I'm covered in tattoos. Needles do not bother me. But I will say, not knowing it was coming was kind of like, I always feel the pinch. When I know it's coming, I feel the pinch because I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's like a slay. That's a power move by my dentist. Like, he did a good job. Because like, people who are not okay with needles, like, I barely even felt it.
Yeah, and that's then, like, perfect.
And then he put the second one in, and then that one I kind of felt because I knew it was coming. And then he was like, I'm going to do this one on the other side too, on the top. So like, because I had 6 and he was like, let's start with 2 and then I might do the third. We'll see how you do. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be great. He did the third one and he was putting that hurt because it was all the way in the back. And like, I felt it go into my cheek. Like,
ooh.
That one was bad. But the ones like in the gums and the, like, those aren't that bad. It's not bad.
So,
I mean, can I say something a little graphic real quick?
Yeah, that's fine.
So I have an IUD.
Okay.
An IUD, it stands for intrauterine device. It's basically like a little soccer goalie in my uterus. Like, right above my uterus, like at the very top of my cervix. Or whatever, wherever it is. That, you know, and it's non-hormonal because I can't do the hormones. And it kind of just like defends cum shots, you know.
It's like a plan B in you.
Did you just hear what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little goalie. It's like, yeah. Oh, get out of here, you know, whatever.
It's like plan B, but for...
It's not plan B, though.
Yeah, no, it's not a pill, but it's a type of...
No, it's birth control, yeah, but it's non-hormonal. Like, there's nothing, like, no medicine that's, like, killing anything or preventing it. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, I have taken plan B a lot.
Right.
In my jam, you know, whatever. Like, me, baby. But since I've gotten this, obviously, I don't have to do that anymore, and it's great. It works amazing. But getting this in my vagina was the most painful thing I think I've ever experienced.
Really? Holy shit.
So before you go, I know we're getting off topic.
That's fine.
I'm a little drunk now. It's the first. It's chaotic. It's going to be a chaotic and cunty 2024.
Yes. It's
gonna... That's the title of the episode.
Yes.
But they make you take. So the night before, you have to get this one singular pill and you have to put it up there. And it's supposed to soften your cervix. So, like, it's soft, you know? And
right.
For those of you who don't know, the cervix is the vaginal canal. Like, that's when you have sex, that's what the penis goes into.
Right.
TMI Tuesday, baby. It's Wednesday.
And this saying is way on too a
much Wednesday. Saying yeah. way too much Wednesday. So they do that. Then they're like, before you come in, like an hour before you come in, take 4 Motrin.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, bet. I do that on my period anyway. Let's go.
Yeah.
Then you go in. And then when you're a lady and you have to get like a pap smear, whatever you have to get.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. They need to use a speculum. But when you get an IUD, they have to use a larger speculum. So it's bigger. The speculum is the thing that they put in to open you up.
Right, right.
Then my doctor proceeds. Are you ready for this?
Say it.
To not just one, but 2 of the biggest needles I've ever seen.
Oh.
Into my, I don't even know if it was my uterus or my cervix. 2 big ass needles, right? Like Novocaine, kind of like a local anesthetic. But I saw the needle. This needle was large and thick. It was horrifying.
Yeah, needles, like, I'm okay with it, but I can't see it. Like, if I don't see it, you can still put it in me.
But, like, that in this area was a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my ex was with me when I was doing it. He was, like, holding my hand.
Right.
And then they put it in, and then it's all done, but, like...
But is there pain afterwards or no?
Oh, yes. Terrible pain. Oh,
shit. Well,
then your period's heavier, you're crampy more for like the first few months, and then you're normal, then you're fine.
Shit.
But like, I would never regret getting it. I'm probably, when it's done, I'm going to get another one, but this is good for 10 to 12 years, and I'm on year, this is going to be my 5th year or 4th year with it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so you're in pain for a moment, for years though, you get it. So
this mine's good for 10 to 12. Some like hormonal ones are only good for like 5 to 7 or like 7 to 8. Mine's good for 10 to 12. So like I'm slaying. It's great. I don't have to do anything.
And if anyone is interested, use code word Gracie Blend
20 for 20% off for 20% your IUD. For 20% off your Paragarden
search. Yeah.
But yeah. See, like I'm good with needles. That needle I wasn't. That was my point.
No, that's great. Yeah, yeah. Well, with my cavity, I have not had a cavity until I turned 26.
Oh, I've seen
that was my first fucking cavity. I was so upset. And literally when I went to go get done, when they shot that needle in me, I was like, holy shit. Like, I'm fine with needles, but you feel it for a second and that freaks me out. But that's it. I haven't had one since. I mean, it's only been a year. So, but I just hope I don't get another one because I didn't like the feeling. But afterwards, the numbness is like whatever. I don't care. All right. Last, before we're all done with the pod, let's talk about the Stanley Cup. Do you have one? What color? And if you don't, do you hate them or love them? I hate them.
I hate them so much. I think they're really stupid.
I agree. I just think I'm not paying $100, $60 for a cup. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, I have my own.
Are they $60?
Yes. They're so expensive. Like, I have this cup, right? And I just put my water in it. It's a basic cup. Like, it's whatever.
I have this.
And that gets me through the day. Oh, I love that.
It's like 40 ounces. I try and drink like 2 a day. I mean, I'm on like 1. So,
like, why is everyone on the streets waiting for this cup? Like, it's so ridiculous. I could never.
But, oh my God, did you see the video of like the people like fighting over
over the Valentine's Day one?
I'm like,
wild. It's wild.
You guys, you can just get a pink stainless steel cup.
And yes, it's- right. Like, and you'll be okay. Like, you'll be okay. That doesn't say Stanley on it. Like, I think
I saw the funniest fucking tweet. It was like, all straight people are obsessed with the Stanley Cup. And it was like a picture of like the hockey Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And then like the Stanley Cup for water. And I was dying.
I love that.
It's so stupid. I mean, like, in my brain, I'm just like opposed to anything popular naturally.
Me too. Yes.
If
same.
A lot of people like something, I'm like, I'm probably going to hate that. That's
right.
Not for
me. I'm the same. Yeah. Yeah. Because we are trendsetters. We don't follow trends.
Duh.
Yeah.
I remember in fucking middle school. No, not middle school. High school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear like band tees and like flannels with jeans to school with like my Converse.
Yeah.
And all the like popular preppy girls used to be like, ew, why are you wearing that? Yeah. And then like 6 to 8 months later, they were all doing the same thing. I'm like, okay, bitches, you just got on Tumblr. Like, I've been on this bitch. I'm famous on this bitch.
Right.
Like,
trashing me in the streets, yet you want to be like me. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. They're just like so hateful.
Yeah. Yeah. And where are they now?
Dead. No, I'm just kidding. No, they all live in Hoboken, which is the same as being dead.
Yeah. And that's how you end a podcast episode.
No,
I love
are we done? No.
That's it. And that's all we have.
I could keep talking for hours.
No, me too. Yeah. I could trash people in the streets. I could.
Here's a question. Do you think that we should be James and Lala for Halloween next year? And why is the answer yes?
James and Lala. Ooh, that would be a fun one. But like,
I gotta get like huge hoops.
Yeah. And I have to lose 40 pounds.
No, you just have to be like, okay, Kristen Doty.
Okay. It's not about the pasta.
It's not about the pasta, Pumptini.
You're one with the mustache. All right, fine. That's a good one. We'll play around with it.
You guys, vote in the chat which Halloween costume we should
be. Yes, yeah.
Should we be two big sacks of potatoes or James and Lala, or should we just kill ourselves?
Or should we just die before Halloween?
No, we're not. I'm never gonna die. I can't.
No, no. And I'm obsessed. I'm too obsessed with myself to even think like that. Sorry.
Sometimes I'm like, ooh, and I'm like, wait.
You're gorgeous. You're successful. You're amazing.
I'm supposed to be like, it's fine.
Yeah. No, that's me too. I'm like, wow. Like,
do you also have a tight pussy?
What?
You also have a tight pussy?
That's it. But thank you everyone for tuning in this week. I know this is probably a wild episode, but you love it. You love listening to the chaos. So
this episode was truly insane. We did not start off with a bang. We started off with a messy, messy thing.
Yeah. But we got through it. And it's
I'm asking Ryan right now if she's coming on Saturday because she replied to my story.
Oh, I was texting her. She said her family from California is here, so she was thinking of spending time with them. So she doesn't know. So I said, all right, well, let me know.
Whatever.
So, all right, everyone.
Wait,
well,
we gotta do a photo.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh my god, I look fucking crazy.
Oh, leave them like that. It's so funny.
Okay.
No, put them back down. No, now it's okay. No, okay. Yeah, there. No, yeah. Wait. There you go. Ready?
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We're just taking a photo, and we will see you all next week. Happy 2024.
We'll see you guys next week. Maybe in 2 weeks. We don't know. Things are crazy. But we love you guys.
Yes.
And thank you for listening to our chaos. Adam, I know you're our only listener.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
All right. This is just for us to send messages to Adam.
To send messages. Yeah. This is all we do it for. All right.
Bye. Bye.